If music be the food of love, play on. That's the opening line to Shakespeare's play Twelfth Night. It's also the inspiration behind the Community Brain's feature garden for this year's Hampton Court Palace Garden Festival. The annual event takes place between the 4th and 9th of July, and over the summer, you might be surprised to discover what you'll see when taking the train from Tolworth Station over the next few weeks. Georgia Neesham is project manager of the Community Brain, who coordinates the greening projects and has more details on what nature lovers can expect.
Could you explain what this year's project is about?
We're coming back this year with a design called the Symphony of the Wild. And what we're really trying to shine a spotlight on is the role of nature in stimulating creativity. So the display actually features a perennial meadow planting, which is evocative of Tolworth Court Farm Fields, which is our local nature reserve. In fact, Kingston's biggest nature reserve, which is located just a stone's throw away from our base and our emerging community garden at Tolworth Station. We understand how important sort of nature reserves in general and community gardens and spaces have been for people, especially during the lockdown, as a place, you know, to get respite and recharge a bit. But actually, you know, our work in Tolworth over the past three, four years, we actually discovered that not a lot of local people actually know those, that the nature reserve is even there. And we've been working on a lot of sort of wayfinding work to try and point people towards the nature reserve. We have in contact with a variety of musicians who've actually then used the sights and sounds of Tolworth Court Farm Fields Nature Reserve to create a special soundscape for the show. And then those four tracks have been woven together into sort of a continuous ambient loop of music, which emanates from a series of old salvaged instruments that sit in the display, which appear to sort of grow out of the ground. And then at the centre of the display is a giant violin, which is about 3 metres high, with climbers growing up the front of it. And those composers, we've had a brilliant opportunity to work with an array of local talent from here in Kingston-upon-Thames, so including actually a Grammy-nominated John Shea, who's a music producer and songwriter, who's worked with the likes of Rihanna and Little Mix, and then Samuel Robinson, who's a trainee composer and music student at Kingston University, Marion Bohr, who's a wonderful local volunteer with us and a sort of amateur composer. And then we also had the fantastic opportunity to get involved with another not-for-profit called Conductive Music, who work with music and technology to run workshops with children. And we actually had them come to our community sort of space at Tolworth Station and work with year five students from Our Lady Immaculate in Tolworth to actually make their own recording devices and then take these out of Tolworth Court Farm Fields and record the sounds that they were hearing. And then they've come back and edited that into a piece of music for the show.
This is fantastic. I was just going to quickly ask, because there is such a varied team involved, how do you decide who contributes and takes part in the festival?
We really open it up to everyone. You know, we've just been so lucky that over the past 4 years, there's been so many wonderful people from the community who've wanted to get involved. And it's often been people who have maybe engaged with some of our greening and gardening projects in the past. This year we've got sort of a small army of green volunteers who've been helping to develop our emerging community garden at Tolworth Station, alongside obviously the wonderful artists, the children at Our Lady Immaculate Primary School, as well as our sort of long-time collaborators, local designers and makers called One-to-One Collective, who have helped build the giant violin and upcycle the series of old salvaged instruments, which are going to be turned into planters for the show.
So I was thinking, like, this giant violin, you're going to be recreating this at Tolworth Station, I've heard. Is this what we're going to see if we're trying to catch a train?
Yes, that's right. So we, after the display has gone to the show, it will be coming back, just like with all of our other previous displays at Hampton Court. It will be coming back to the community garden at Tolworth Station. So yeah, that's right. If you're on the platform, I think arriving from Waterloo, that you might just get the glimpse of the top of a giant violin from one of the platforms with some climbers growing up there. But yeah, we've really been, you know, like I said, had the great opportunity with the RHS to display at Hampton Court Garden Festival over the past 4 years. And that has really enabled us to bring those displays back and you know, allow them to the community to actually enjoy them long term after the show. So our previous display from last year, which was entitled Crop Ups, was a display about pop up growing spaces in areas with long allotment waiting lists, such as Kingston upon Thames. And you know, that space, though, that Crop Ups display has now come back to the station and is being used by the local community to actually then grow fruit and veg, which can be used inside Baking Ideas, which is our community kitchen at Tolworth Station.
Well, this is fantastic. And I was curious to know that what is it specifically that you've learned from previous years that's helped with this year's garden? So I'm thinking, is there any tips that you've got for anyone creating gardens for festivals? I wanted to get your pearls of wisdom.
I think plan in advance is key, and expect things that maybe might not go exactly according to plan. Yeah, it's good to sort of maybe have a backup plan in terms of additional planting, or just to try and get maybe a few varieties that might be blooming at slightly different times. Because I know, I mean, we've had, for example, this year with our foxgloves, they've gone a bit too early, so we've had to switch those out for something else. But yeah, I think try and plan in advance. And then, you know, the RHS actually is, as the festival has gone on, has got really great at trying to involve community groups, small community groups, and make it accessible to first-time gardeners, people who are thinking about maybe switching into the horticultural profession and try and make it, you know. So they've got a really good program and lots of information accessible via their website for people who are thinking, oh, maybe I might, you know, want to do a small garden there or get involved with a community group. And I think that it's that accessibility that is, And the community link that's so wonderful about the show, and actually, you know, is displayed by the fact that the community allotment area is right at the entrance to the show this year. You know, they're really trying to promote grassroots growing.
No, it sounds absolutely fantastic, and I'm very curious to see it because you've painted such an amazing visual in my head about this. So I'm aware that obviously the community brain do so much in the community. If anyone's curious about being involved, how can they get involved?
Sure. So they can, I think the first port of call would be our website, which is www.communitybrain.org. We also have Facebook, Instagram and Twitter, so you can get in contact with us via all of those channels.
Fabulous. And is there anything else that you'd like to mention?
I think just a big thank you to all of the volunteers that have been involved this year. You know, it really just has been a huge community collaboration, and we're just excited to be back, really.
Thank you to Georgia Neesham, Ben Wilson and the Community Brain team for making this interview possible. For more updates, you can visit the RadioJackie.com website or listen live at 107.8 Radio Jackie. I'm Ellie Redshaw.